Hello, cuz. I've been in a 10-year relationship on and off with this guy who is in a different religion. He always knew about my religion and traditions and cultures. All of a sudden, he wants me to forget about my religion and convert to his. I'm so frustrated because I am an open-minded person, which he is not. I am willing to compromise and go to his church only, but when holidays come around, I have him come to my church and pray with my family, which is only about 3 to 4 times a year. He does not want to because he says it's against his religion. I think this is a sign this relationship won't work. What do you think, cuz? Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we've got a great episode for you guys this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to send us a question to talk about on the show, please email us at whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So as always, what is new? Lisa, what's been going on?
Well, Buddy and I actually just got back from a great, I want to say, work vacation after a long week. It was nice. It was nice. So we started off in, well, let me rewind because there's so much happened in 1 week. Okay. Let me rewind. So my husband and I were actually supposed to leave on Sunday to go fly into Vegas, do some business for, you know, 3-4 days, and then piggyback it with a couple days in Napa because we love Napa.
Oh, that's nice.
But what ended up happening was my husband calls me up Friday morning. Listen to this. This is how crazy, like, things switch in my house.
Okay.
He goes, I have an idea. I need to fly out to Vegas a couple days earlier. I'm thinking about taking Junior with me, meaning Buddy Junior. Mm-hmm. You know, being that he's so adamant that he doesn't want to go to college, let him go and run the business for the weekend and show him what he's got to do and hard work. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Okay.
So it actually happened to be a bye week for football. So he didn't have any football that weekend. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? Why not? You know, my husband will have company. He doesn't have to go on his own. And he'll show my son what, you know, what really hard work is and what it takes to run a business. So they left Friday night. So we totally switched, got him a ticket. My husband switched his flight. They left Friday night. And I kept in touch with him. Friday night, Saturday night, my son was at the pizzeria till like 3 o'clock in the morning, observing, helping customers, and he would report back, which I was happy about because it showed me that he knows what hard work is, which I never really doubted it because my kids have been in the business since they were babies. They know what hard work is, but I wanted him to really feel it on his own. You know, my husband left and went back to the hotel and, you know, my son was there working with all the employees. Mm-hmm. He saw the type of people that were coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's at the pizza spot, right?
I'm guessing. Exactly. Yeah,
pizza cake.
Exactly. Yeah. Wondering. Yeah. You know, he was reporting back on, you know, the quality of the pizza and, you know, when the quality dropped, when certain people left and the sales. So he was definitely being observant. Then I flew in on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But the funny part is this. So as I'm flying in, I always connect to Wi-Fi on the airplane because, you know, I never know, God forbid, there's an emergency with the kids. I need to know at all times. All of a sudden, like, we're 20 minutes before landing and my phone starts ringing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And it's my son, Buddy. And he goes, well, I have a preposition. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. I'm like, do you realize I'm on an airplane?
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to answer your phone. And I'm talking to him. He goes, you know, one of our other employees were flying back to Jersey on Tuesday night on the red eye. He's like, you know, can I stay a couple of more days and fly home with, you know, Garrow on Tuesday night so I don't have to fly home by myself? Now, mind you, I was putting him on his red eye plane Sunday night so he could go back to school on Monday.
Okay.
And I said, okay, under one stipulation. I want you to go look at the University of Las Vegas.
Why not? You're there.
I said, if you're going to stay, we're going to make this trip worthwhile. So you're going to go look at colleges. Mm-hmm. So he agreed. And he ended up staying. He ended up going to the University of Las Vegas, checking it out. But I have to be honest, me being there with him for a couple of days, I was like, wait a minute. I don't think he'll do good here.
Really?
Not the college part.
Yeah.
Is the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, I mean, that's what I assumed.
Yeah. I'm like, this is not a good idea for an 18-year-old boy. I said, I rewind my thoughts. I said, I take back what I said. Forget University of Las Vegas. Even though my parents lived there and, uh-huh. and he would be living with them, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, he's 17 now.
Yeah.
So has he ever been able to gamble in a casino or no? Like, it depends on states of the age, but I think it's 18 everywhere, right?
I believe it's 18.
Yeah. So he's yet to try a casino or anything, but is it like, were you worried of like gambling or is it like,
you know, when you're on the islands, when you're on certain islands, I don't think there's an age limit.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. So I was trying to figure out.
You know, so yeah, we'll keep it at that. When you're on certain islands, and I'm not mentioning what islands.
Okay.
I don't think they look at age.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on those islands before too. Yeah. At a young age. So I get it.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's just like it's party central?
It's party central.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's party central. And my son is a 17-year-old boy with raging hormones. Yeah. So anyone who's oblivious to the situation really, really needs to open their eyes.
Yeah.
So he went home Tuesday night. We had another couple days of business down in Las Vegas. And we actually ended up going, believe it or not, to a comedy show.
Which is so funny.
One night. And all of a sudden, my husband leans over to me. And I guess you had texted him and said that one of your comedian friends was on stage. Mm-hmm. And they noticed that my husband was there.
Yeah, he was about to go on stage.
Oh, okay.
So we call it the green room, which is just like the room wherever the comedians are hiding during the show. And it's usually like in the back. And I just get a text from my friend. His name's Orlando Labia. He is so, so funny. He has a special on HBO. So if you have HBO Max or regular HBO, I think you could see it on both. Check him out. Hilarious. And he's one of the nicest people I know. I get a text from him out of nowhere. Sends me a text. He goes, hey, I think your cousin Buddy is in the audience. I'm at the Comedy Cellar in Vegas right now. I'm about to go on. And I was like, oh. And I said, well, I saw from his Instagram he's been in Vegas all week. I said, it's probably him.
Yeah.
And then I thought of the location and I was like, oh, it is right near Buddy V's.
Yep.
And Eat Pizza Cake. So I was like, oh, yeah, so it's probably him. I was like, I'll send him a text to figure it out. So I text Buddy. I go, hey, cuz. I go, are you at the Comedy Cellar right now? Because a comedian just texted me saying they think you're in the audience. And he was like, oh, I am. And I just said, oh, my friend Orlando's on the show. He's so funny. Like, have a good time. I didn't know you were there.
That's so funny.
I had no idea you were there. I thought it was just him and Buddy hanging
Erica,
out.
Erica, that was my first comedy show ever. Can you imagine?
Really? That's
first
so
comedy
weird.
Show ever.
Because you're so close to the city. There's so much in New York.
We never go into the city unless it's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, we've always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like my suburban.
Yeah. I looked on the website because I was like, I wonder who's performing besides Orlando. And the only other like good friend of mine I had on the show was Jared Freed, was on the show. I think he was at the end of the show. But but it is a good place to see comedy if you're ever in New York. They have a New York location and they just opened the Vegas one like only like a couple years ago.
Listen, it was interesting. I have to tell you one thing that did annoy me, though, was there was a lady sitting next to me and... Every time the comedian would say something, she would like yell out or blurt out something.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'm like, just shut the F up.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Just shut up.
Yeah, no, that's the worst. That's the ultimate, like, don't do. Like, if they ask you a question and they want to interact with you, fine. But it's like, yeah, some people think, like, you go to a show and you kind of, like, call on yourself for attention.
No, but can I tell you something? Behind the comedian, there was a sign that said, basically, shut up. And she, I guess, missed the sign.
Yeah, no.
And she was annoying the crap out of me. And not only that, because you had to wear a mask to be in there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
She kept pulling her mask down and friggin' sneezing and coughing.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to say something so bad, but I just bit my tongue and just make her... She basically made a fool out of herself.
Well, I was going to say none of the comedians heard her and, like,
oh, no, they
her.
Definitely heard her.
Oh, jeez.
She was front and center. We were in the front row.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were in the front.
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely heard her.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty annoying. But, again, went to go see a great comedy show. First time ever. I have to actually come see you, believe it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I was like, you guys haven't come to see me. Yeah. Which is fine. It's just fine. I'm not offended.
I would definitely like to come see you. But, left the next day, and we took a 2-day trip to Napa Valley, one of our favorite places.
That's
and
beautiful.
Let me tell you, the minute I got off the airplane, it was like breathing fresh air. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, when was the last time you were in Vegas?
Me?
Yeah.
I've actually never been to Vegas.
Really?
I have yet to go.
Okay, yeah. Well, put it this way. Vegas now has legal marijuana.
Uh-huh, I've heard.
And no one else smokes cigarettes anymore. Everyone just smokes marijuana.
Or the jewels.
Well,
but is
all
it, you're
I
saying
smelled
it's not
was marijuana.
Really?
And from 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're wearing these masks, and once that smell goes in your mask, I basically was getting high just from walking the streets. So when I got off the plane in California, in Napa Valley, I had to take a couple of deep, clean breaths.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something, I need to clear my lungs.
Oh, yeah. It's that beautiful California sun, too.
Yeah.
It's the best.
But we had a good time, I have to say. We had a good time, went to some of our favorite vineyards, went to a couple of new vineyards. So, yeah. So, Napa Valley was beautiful, one of our favorite places. We try to go once at least every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I've actually never done Napa, but I've been to California, mm-hmm. and it does feel like a dream. Like, you know how they say, like, California lifestyle is kind of this always, like, oh, it's all about vibes. It's very, like, that surfer dude, like,
yeah, but that's, peace. Like, L.A., Malibu, California.
No, but, like, when I'm out there, I'm like, I get it, because it's just every day you wake up and it's, like, a perfect weather.
Yes.
It's just every
yes.
day is just a beautiful sunny day.
Yes.
And when you live on the East Coast, you're like, oh, yeah, like, it's dark here, it's rainy, like, we have the seasons,
yeah.
So, like, we cherish those days, and then when you're there, it almost feels like, it feels like you're high on sun when you're out there.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, if you love that part of California,
mm-hmm.
if you go to Napa, you feel like you're not even in the United States of America.
Really?
It is just breathtaking. The mountains, the vineyards,
mm-hmm.
all you see is green.
It oh just, yeah, it, that's not...
You feel so healthy, even though you're drinking bottles and bottles
yeah.
of wine all day long.
That sounds nice.
It's just amazing.
You know what they do? Actually, I learned this fact of I think it was like my mom went to a doctor's appointment once, and they show your like BMI
yeah.
compared to like the national average.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the national average, and they exclude California from the national average.
Why is that?
Because theirs is so low.
What does that mean?
Like, their body fat index is so low that they'll be like, okay, this is how you compare to America. And they're like, but that's America minus California.
Oh,
and
really?
Here's how you compare to California.
Why like, is that?
It's so separate. I think just because of, like, mainly LA and, like, Southern California, it's
mm-hmm.
just so beautiful every day and, like, so health conscious because they're, you know, quote, more hippie, I guess
yeah.
you could say. Especially this is, like, back in the 90s, I think, or early 2000s, so. You know, they were ahead of the curve
yeah.
on like kombucha and, you know,
mm-hmm.
not drinking real milk, drinking almond milk. It's like California was way ahead on all those little things.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom just told me I remember she came home and she was like, well, to the national average, I'm not bad. Compared to California, I'm apparently overweight.
Yeah. But you know what? I have to say, I think when you live in an area that's beautiful, sunny, and
mm-hmm.
you could get outside every day, I think people tend to be more healthier.
Well, yeah. Well, also you eat less when it's warmer out.
Exactly.
Naturally. That's why a lot of restaurants will jack the AC up because it
yeah.
makes you cold and it makes you eat more.
Exactly.
You ever had that? Like, I've had that in New York where I'll be like dying of sweat and then I'll go inside somewhere to eat and it's like so cold that suddenly I'm like, oh, I could go for like mac and cheese. But like outside, walk around, I'm just like, I just want like water, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely affects it. But
so, yeah. So that was our week. We had a great time.
I have to ask you, did you like my friend though?
Yeah, I have to
funny?
Say, he was really funny.
And also, he's married.
Oh.
So I was like, a lot of comedians typically aren't married.
Uh-huh.
So with like you and Buddy, I was like, I didn't know you were there, but with Buddy, I was like, oh, he'll love his jokes
yeah.
about like being married and all that stuff.
Overall, it was a nice night.
Yeah. That's why that place I like going or telling people to go, because I go, they have a variety.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're going to like some, you might not like some,
mm-hmm.
but you'll leave being like, that was fun.
Exactly.
Whereas sometimes like when it's just one comedian or two comedians,
yeah.
I'm like, I'd feel bad recommending. And if they're like, yeah, we didn't like it. It's like, well, you had to listen to that one person for an hour. So I'm
yeah.
sorry. Like, you know, so. But that's fun. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a great time. It
yeah.
was our first time away for that amount of time since
mm-hmm.
COVID. So it
yeah.
was good.
Those are two on my list places. Vegas, I would want to do. I'm a concert person. I really like music. So I'm like, I want to go like see someone I really like that's like
yeah.
doing a Vegas residency. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not a big drinker partier. But I'm like, I'll do one night of like, I'll be at a club or
yeah.
something. I'm like, and the next night, I'm like, I want to do a concert. Like, Chill it down for me.
No, we're not club goers. I remember one year we went to Vegas and we went to go see, actually twice. We went one time to see Pitbull and one time to see Jennifer Lopez.
I was going
to
say, I noticed when you saw J-Lo because I was jealous. And then I saw her in Jersey when she came to Jersey.
She was amazing.
She's a great live show.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Actually, you know, a fun fact about my grandparents. So you're married in aunt, uncle, Anna and Cosmo, if anyone remembers from the shows. They had a VHS tape that they once taped an on TV concert of Jennifer Lopez. And this is like early 90s. I remember being like six or seven at their house. And it was like one of the only like tapes they had that it was like, oh, the kids, you want to watch this? Like something.
Yeah.
And we would watch it every time we were at their house. The whole J-Lo concert. It was great. She's just a great performer.
You got to give it to her. She's a great performer. And you know who else is a great performer? I have to say Madonna.
I've never seen Madonna live, but I believe it. She's been around for decades.
Exactly.
Literally decades.
Yeah, she's a great performer.
Yeah, I like anything I can dance, so I'm like, even if I don't know a song, I'm like, I'll just dance. It's fine.
Yeah, but my favorite artist to dance to is definitely Pitbull.
Pitbull?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's definitely our family's vibe.
Yeah.
Pitbull on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do one more question before we wrap up. So if you guys want to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So this new question we got in today, it's called Two Different Religions. Hello, cuz. I've been in a 10-year relationship on and off with this guy who is in a different religion. He always knew about my religion and traditions and cultures. All of a sudden, he wants me to forget about my religion and convert to his. I'm so frustrated because I am an open-minded person, which he is not. I am willing to compromise and go to his church only, but when holidays come around, I have him come to my church and pray with my family, which is only about 3 to 4 times a year. He does not want to because he says it's against his religion. I think this is a sign this relationship won't work. What do you think, cuz? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, actually. But my point is this. You've been together with someone for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years, if you haven't figured out how to intermingle the two religions, then maybe it is time to part ways. Because again, if it's just the two of you right now, what happens when the kids come into factor?
That's what I was going to say. I think the biggest thing is not necessarily that your religion is different. It's more, hey, what are we doing if we have kids?
Yeah. And my listen, in my opinion is this. She has her religion. He has his. If you want to be together and you sounds like you've been together for 10 years, you each should respect each other's religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way she's going to go and you know, sit in masses or whatever, you know, your religion consists of, the same way you should reciprocate. Now, when the children come into factor, I think that they should be exposed to both religions. And as they get older, they should make their own decision on which religion they want to take on.
And that's one way to look at it.
You know, I think that when kids are babies, I don't know what the two religions are, so it's a little bit difficult. But let's just assume one's Catholic and one's, I don't know, throwing out there either Jewish or Muslim or, you know, there's so many religions out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you have to raise the children knowing both religions because, again, they have one parent that believes in one thing and one parent that believes in another, which is okay as long as they respect each other's religions. But having the children exposed to both and having them grow up through the years, and let's just say, okay, when you're Catholic, you get baptized, you get communion. If you're I don't know, Jewish, you get bat mitzvah. I think that you have to do both. And when the kids get a certain, you know, certain years, when they're teenagers and they're old enough to understand both religions, that's when they make their decision on which one they want to continue. They might want to continue both. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it's their decision.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know if the religious organizations would let you be a part of two things if they found out. I think is the only part that would be hard of that solution.
Well, that I don't know because I don't know much about it. Listen, we're Catholic. Are we, I'm not going to lie, are we churchgoers every Sunday? No, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
But do I teach my children, you know, about the Bible and about, you know, sacraments and stuff like that? Of course. My kids were all baptized. My kids were all communion, half for confirmation. they've received their sacraments, but I don't know much about any other religion. Not mm-hmm. that I'm opposed to it. I would love to know about other religions. Yeah. I think that everyone's entitled to their own beliefs, their own gods. But when you're going to get together with someone that has a different religion than you, then you each have to accept each other's religion, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it, too, is it's interesting because, like, specifically with, like, Jewish religion, I know many people that will say, well, I'm ethnically Jewish, not so much religiously. And that kind of means almost the description that you said about being Catholic. Of I've almost felt that when people go, are you Catholic? I go, I feel like ethnically I'm Catholic, not religiously per se, because it's like, I feel like so much of it really is like the culture of like your family and kind of family traditions. Because a lot of those sacraments and things that we do a lot of times is very like, this is like the family gets together and it's a nice, like as a part of the family kind of yeah. vibe. It's how I see it.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to like when I hear my Jewish friends talk about like, yeah, I don't go to temple all the time, but like I had a bat mitzvah situation.
Yeah.
But I have to say one of the top reasons that marriages don't work out is actually a difference in religion.
I get it. And you're right. But you think that they would figure this out prior to being together for 10 years.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like you wrote your own answer in the email. It's like, it's been 10 years. And especially like, I understand someone saying, hey, that's not part of my religion. But like for you, if you're being like, well, my whole family is going to this thing and I want you to come with me and that's what it's about. And they still are saying no. For me personally, that would be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't want to be like, hey, I'm going, you know, to what, midnight mass or something for Christmas with my family and my boyfriend being like, yeah, I'll drop you guys off and pick you up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd be like, not.
You got to just come with me. Like, exactly. Just get in the car and come.
Exactly.
You know, it would be my opinion. So I think.
Yeah, I agree.
It sucks because it sounds like you love this person, but I think that's very tough.
Yeah.
And seems like you've tried.
Exactly. And if religion is that important to both parties, then it doesn't seem like it's going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have a friend who is Muslim and he kept dating girls that were Catholic, actually. And he went to school in Boston, which is a very Catholic town.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, he's a great boyfriend, great guy. And he, you know, we keep dating girls for a long time. And then they would always break up because it would go, oh, well, I want to raise my kids this. Well, I want to raise my kids that. And I remember finally I said to him, I said, well, maybe you should stop dating Catholic girls.
Exactly.
Like, I was like, sounds like it's not working out.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with dating people that are different religions than
you.
Oh,
it's not. No.
If you guys come to a compromise on you know, how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But after 10 years, if you haven't come to a compromise, I think it's time to reconsider.
Yeah, I'd agree for sure. So. But thank you for emailing in. Let us know if there is any update. And if anybody else wants to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. And if you have time to leave us a review on iTunes, it really helps out the show. So thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next week.
Till next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.